Kokoda at the Fringe is a stage play that tells a story about one soldier, Private Maurice Powell, who helped stop Japan and save Australia, as the tagline goes. It's a one-man show, a character-focused war drama that has gained critical acclaim for commanding stage presence and a compelling script that tells the story of one of the most famous battles in Australian history. Joining us now is Todd Gray, who plays Private Maurice Powell. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you very much for having me, man. Much appreciated.
So tell us a bit about the story of Kokoda or how it goes in the play for those who don't know.
Well, Kokoda is virtually the story of, I play Private Maurice Powell, virtually one of the many soldiers which were part of the militia. So untrained or anything, virtually just took straight off the streets and kind of thrown in the deep end and being told that they were virtually going to be on guard duty and everything like that. They kind of sold it like it was going to be an all-expensive paid holiday, you know. You get to go to another country, guard sheds and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, as the war got more serious and the enemy started to outnumber the Australians and get closer, they were kind of went from just being on guard duty to on the front lines.
Now, this is a one-man show. Does that get kind of taxing?
It does. Honestly, there's a lot of probably one-person shows out there. And I've never done one before and I've always wanted to as an actor. And it might sound a little bit kind of arrogant. I've always wanted to find out if I could do a show on my own. You know, I've been in shows before, but I've never been the show. It is physically exhausting, but now I know it's really mentally does drain you. But it's an absolutely amazing achievement when the show's over and you see the look in people's faces and you see they've listened to you for 70 minutes. Like, the people coming to see anyone, let alone myself, for just 70 minutes, they've went out of their way. It is so rewarding.
What do you reckon is your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part is there's a beautiful poem in there about the, they're called the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels. So they were the locals, but up at Papua New Guinea, but all the Australian boys called them the Fuzzy Wuzzies because of their hair. And they were, I always thought Kokoda was a bit of a story of the unsung heroes during World War II for the Australian side. And the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels were the unsung heroes of the unsung heroes. These guys went above and beyond the Papua New Guineans to help our boys and everything. And there's a poem in there which virtually just says we would have lost so many more men, we never would have made it this far without these guys' helps. And it's just a beautiful poem and it honestly brings a tear to my eye every time I do it, no matter how many times.
How do you go about preparing for a show like this? What sort of help do you learn about the setting and the character?
Well, doing this, I'm not going to lie to you, I was absolutely terrified. The last thing I wanted to be was disrespectful considering the subject matter and all that. So honestly, it was just for months before we even started working on rehearsals or anything, it was books after books after books, documentaries after documentaries. I was lucky enough to even actually go up to the Riverland and go to an RSL and sit down with a digger who served, because my grandfather served in New Guinea as well, but he passed before I even asked any. I never wanted to ask him about it because I saw what bringing it up would do to him. He was one of those louder-than-life characters, and all of a sudden, if everything with war would be brought up, he'd go into himself, almost become like a husk. And talking to this bloke at the RSL, he was the same as well. Like, he was unbelievable, some of the stories he did, but you could tell he told the stories in his eyes. Like, just forget the words, just seeing it in his face, you could do it. Yeah.
Have you had any veterans come to the show?
We haven't had any diggers themselves, but we've had a lot of family members of veterans and everything. And one of the best stories I can imagine is there's a bloke in the show called Ralph Honor who gets brought up, and no one had a bad word to say about him. He was one of the few people out there who was one of the first generals to kind of treat the soldiers as individuals rather than just one group, you know, rather than just going, that's squad, you know, squad 39. No, that's, you know, Barry, that's Les, that's all that. And he's a real person. And one show, this adorable little 4 foot nothing lady came up, grabbed my hand, just squeezed it and said, thank you very much. My name's Louise Honor. Ralph was my uncle. And I just want to say thank you for doing that. And that will not leave my memory in a long time. So we've had a few other people who have hiked the Kokoda Trail on like the holiday packages and tours and everything and wanted to actually see what it was like back then. So we've had a few people, yes, relatives come down, yes.
I'm speaking with Todd Gray about his role in the stage play Kokoda. How long have you been in the theatre?
Well, virtually my story is I'm a 2009 graduate of the Adelaide College of the Arts just off Light Square, the TAFE course. So graduated back in 2009, got off to a handy little start. And then when things kind of dried up, I kind of made my own outlet. Like, I do stand-up comedy around Adelaide every now and then, only like little spots and support act and stuff like that. But that was kind of my way of keeping the rust off and kind of having an outlet when there wasn't an outlet, when kind of the work dried up and everything like that. So I wouldn't say I've been a regular. I kind of been on and off, on and off. And I went over and lived in Europe for 2 years just to kind of, while I was young and I could. And that kind of gave me to kick up the rear end when I came home to actually start taking this acting thing, this stand-up thing, a lot more serious than I did. So I guess you can say, honestly, I've only really been in it since about 2014 when I came back.
Do you feel like this performance has brought you closer to Australian history?
Absolutely. This sounds bad considering I'm in a war show, but two things I've actually tried to stay away from most of my life is war and religion, because obviously there's nothing but it brings up a lot of arguments and obviously a lot of deaths in that as well. But when I heard Peter Madden, who wrote this show, was auditioning for it, I thought this is the best chance I have to do something, kind of a memoriam for my grandfather, if you will. So that's when I really, really started doing the research into this.
Is performing it during the Fringe a bit of a different experience for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We did this last year as a bit of a test run, I guess you can say, in July and August. And the support there was phenomenal, really. And doing it in the Fringe, it is, because it's a little bit different, you know, and it's unique. And unique is, if you're going to get away with unique, at Fringe time's the best time to do it. So it is different. Like I said, it's not flashy. There's no big stage, no big set. It's virtually just myself for 70 minutes telling a story, which means a lot to me, a lot to a lot of people. And it's just a story which deserves to be heard.
So when and where can we check out Kokoda?
Well, Kokoda actually opens in about 3 hours' time. The first show is at 11 o'clock down on Stars Theatres on Sir Donald Bradman. We're doing 6 shows in total. We got this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Friday shows are at 11 o'clock, and the weekend shows are at 2 p.m. But, and I do cherish saying this, next Friday, March the 2nd, is actually sold out because we've got two schools coming, which is fantastic because they're doing Australian history, and this is a big part of it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Todd.
No, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for letting me have a yarn.
Todd Gray telling us about his experience playing Private Morris Powell in the one-man stage play and Fringe production Kokoda. You can catch the show at Star Theatre on Sir Donald Bradman Sir Donald Bradman Drive starting today, running for the 25th of February and the 2nd to the 4th of March, although the 2nd is sold out, as you mentioned. And we're giving away double passes to that for shows on the 24th, 25th, or the 3rd, 4th of March, if you can call into Radio Adelaide at 08 7132 5000, and you can give us a name and contact details. We can hook you up with those. You're listening to Radio Adelaide Breakfast. This is